AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. It started in Mazatlan, Mexico, moved into the U.S., going from Texas into Maine. People got to experience a total solar eclipse.
It was cool that you got to see it when it turned dark fast and then it turned morning fast.
Maciel Reyes from Atlanta got to see the eclipse at Niagara Falls in New York. His mom, Perla, was with him.
We've never, been to the falls, so that was just on its own beautiful to see. Of course, having this experience, what just made it a little bit extra special.
It was a bit cloudy for viewing in Texas. This was the continent's biggest eclipse audience ever. The Justice Department is ripping a Republican threat to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt over the Biden classified documents case.
Garland has refused to turn over unredacted materials related to the special counsel probe into the president's handling of documents. The AP has obtained a letter in which the Justice Department rejects a GOP demand that the agency hand over full audio of the counsel's interviews with the president and his ghostwriter, saying it's already complied with subpoenas issued in February. That potentially sets up a scenario in which the president would have to exert executive privilege to stop the release. It's been a dozen years since a successful bid to hold an attorney general in contempt. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
In a video message, former President Donald Trump rejects the idea of a nationwide ban on abortion. He wants to leave it up to the states.
Many states will be different. Many will have a different number of weeks, or some will have more conservative than others, and that's what they will be.
Trump also again took credit for the Supreme Court decision to end Roe versus Wade. He didn't elaborate, but Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu again pledged to take the offensive to Rafah in Gaza. Stocks finished mixed, the Dow down 11 points. This is AP News. Transgender Catholics say a new Vatican document shows no understanding of their lives.
The Church repeats its rejection of gender theory, or the idea that one's gender can be changed. Tourist Lynn Price, a schoolteacher visiting St. Peter's Square from the UK, doesn't agree with the Vatican's views.
I do feel that in an ever-changing world, any kind of religion that has a voice needs to move with the times of the people and the emotions of the people and the way things are going.
Well, Leandra Hart from Germany thinks gender's a construct anyway.
I think that gender roles are made up by society over years and years and years.
Infinite Dignity states that God created man and woman as biologically different, separate beings, and urges not to tinker with that plan or try to make oneself God. I'm Charles Ledesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.